This is the first major legislative action under new Speaker Mike Johnson, who's promising to stand by Israel in its war against Hamas. But to become law, the Republican bill has to be approved by both the Republican-controlled House and then the Democrat-held Senate, and be signed by President Biden. Here's the problem. In its current form, it has no Democrat Party backing. Essentially, it would be dead on arrival in the Senate, and the White House has threatened a veto. That's because it consists of no humanitarian aid or money for Ukraine, and it'd be funded through cuts to the Internal Revenue Service, the body responsible for collecting taxes. Benji Hire, Washington.